Hello and welcome to our Wednesday night Purium Health Products Meet the Owners conference call. My name is Amy. I'm one of the owners and founders here at Purium. I'm calling in from the corporate offices here in Long Beach, California. And we also have with us tonight David Sandoval, the other owner and founder here at Purium and kind of the heart and soul of the company. Dave is an author. He's written the Green Foods Bible, which we're very excited to be getting back in stock this week. And welcome, Dave. Thank you so much for taking some time and being with us tonight.
Oh, thank you, and thank everybody who's taking time. I keep hearing beep after beep after beep. We have a big audience tonight, and that's very flattering because people know that we're here to share insights into the family aspect of this business. Amy and I, we feel like not only are her and I family. I mean, she says she has a daughter. Her daughters are like my family. I know that my daughter is like her family. I know that you, the people listening, are like our family. This is a family business. It is about families. It's about family values, and it's about family health, and it's the future of our families that we're very, very concerned about. And Amy, could I take a moment and just share something that people don't understand, that when you think that we're fighting for nutrition, we're fighting for this, that's not what we're fighting for. We're fighting for the health of the planet and the health of the people who inhabit this planet. And so I want to talk for a minute about wisdom. Okay, wisdom. Wisdom is, I experienced when my parents sent me to my grandparents' house. And my grandparents, who were retired and had time and patience and knowledge, and the time and the knowledge and the patience that they shared with me became the wisdom that I have today. They gave me a big head start on knowledge. And so wisdom is knowledge that's been accumulated, but it's correct knowledge. Not just how far the distance between the sun and the earth, but what it feels like to be warmed by the sun. See, one is knowledge and one is wisdom. And so what I'm saying is that as we age, Amy, we accumulate wisdom. Tell me how precious it is. Amy's got two amazing parents. Not everybody is that lucky. And she takes her two amazing daughters to visit her two amazing parents. And guess what is happening? You know, Amy's a busy woman, and as much as she loves her kids, I guarantee she does spend the time or have the patience or do the little things that a grandmother could do. She just can't. She just can't. But one day she will. Amy, are you there?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. It's not an insult to you. Grandparents have knowledge, they have patience, and that becomes wisdom when it's properly applied. Well, what if your mom and dad, Amy, were sick? What if every time you went to Texas, you were helping care for two people who were infirmed and were just waiting for you to bring them a meal or bring them their medicine or to read their doctor's report? What wisdom would they be able to share with your children? They wouldn't.
Well, exactly.
So Amy and I are fighting for something more important than you guys realize. We're fighting for healthy old people so that healthy old people can pass on the patience and the knowledge that becomes the wisdom that balances this earth back, because right now we've lost that wisdom. We're not a nation that revers or even learns from our elders, because our elders are too sick. We're a nation that cares for our elders, and not as good as we should. What we need to do is we need to create healthy, younger bodies. It starts with the children. Healthy, younger bodies become healthy, strong minds that are thinking clearly and making good decisions, and those healthy, strong minds that are thinking clearly and making good decisions become the good citizens and the leaders of the future. And that leads to elder people with wisdom who are advising those younger people who are our leaders. The elder people with wisdom advise the younger people who are thinking clearly, and all of a sudden this country starts running a lot better. The world starts running a lot better. So right now we have not clear thinking young people not being advised by wise elder people because of the health crisis and the lack of proper nutrition in this country. ADD, autism, ADHD, Alzheimer's, all of these conditions that affect our mind are triggered by food. We need strong, healthy minds so we can have strong, healthy bodies, and then we'll have a strong, healthy country and a strong, healthy society. So you think we're just fighting for people to be healthy? You're wrong. We're fighting for the future of this country, for the future of this society, for the future of mankind, as crazy as that sounds. Because when wisdom is lost, then big mistakes are made. And big mistakes hurt a lot of people. I'm sorry, and I just had to share that for a moment.
No, I agree with everything. I agree with everything that you just said. And you know, it's like when we all go out and we become young adults or whatever, we start a family and we say, we have to buy insurance. You know, what if something catastrophic happens? Do I have life insurance? And that becomes like a big panic as soon as maybe you get married or as soon as you have a child and you really start thinking about that. And so, and it's kind of sad. And so what part of our mission is that we want to raise awareness that what we're doing here, it's kind of like insurance, but on a completely different level. It's insurance that can pay out. It's like a living insurance policy, because if you start thinking about what you put in your body, from what you put into your children's bodies, and you start getting them the right kind of nutrients when they're very young, or what you're putting in your body as a young adult or maybe a mature adult, it's like an insurance policy. It's like paying it forward, that you are going to have a better quality of life now, but you may not feel it so much. And so you may say, well, what am I really doing this for? But what Dave was trying to say, or what Dave was saying a while ago, is where it's really going to pay off is 20, 30, 40 years, 50 years down the line, when you're going to be a thriving, healthy, active senior, where someone that didn't take that care, that didn't pay that attention, that didn't incorporate superfoods into their diet and didn't reject GMOs. And so they're not going to be having that same quality of life that you are. And so as parents, and now I'm kind of jumping around, as part of this Million Mom mission, and part of the responsibility of being a parent is that we need to protect our kids. We need to protect our families. And we need to think about the foods that we eat. We need to think about the foods that we buy and that we serve to our families, just like we do about the things like their school. Where are they going to go to school? Are they going to be safe at school? The car seat that we put them in, is it attached with those latches and buckles and like all these crazy things? You know, we need to think about the safety and welfare of our kids, all the way from those very physical type safety things to the food we eat, is absolutely equally, if not more, important. And it may not show up, nothing may manifest itself today, but I guarantee you it will pay off. It's like an insurance policy that pays off in the long run, but it ensures a much higher quality of life down the road.
Yeah, you might call it an assurance policy, an assurance. You know,
I like that.
Yourself, you're assuring yourself that you're going to have a better quality of life later. And like you said, that car seat, you know, if there's a bad car seat, Amy, it gets recalled, and the company that dared put your child in danger
gets sued.
Oh, they get sued from here to eternity. And if there's if there's a crib that a child could possibly fall out of or get their head caught, oh my goodness, that company is treated as if they are a menace to society. And then we have McDonald's.
And it's on Every news station, every publication,
news station.
Every Babies R Us, every store has it posted up there on their bulletin board. But what are we doing?
News
what are we
flash,
doing
Jamie.
To sound the alarm?
Newsflash, we just did a recall of all fast food restaurants because it's been determined that they're risking the health of our children.
Well,
think
exactly.
About that.
I don't really think that's going to happen, and so that's what this is all about for us. It's about raising awareness.
The equal importance of food to a baby seat, the equal importance of food to the proper crib, the equal importance of food to the neighborhood you live in or the school that you choose or the babysitter that watches your child. These are decisions that we pain over, that there's books written about, and yet we also fail to realize that the greatest protection, the greatest danger is the danger on the spoon. That's right, the danger on the spoon. So that having been said, I want to tell you about the reason why. One example tonight, Amy and I wanted to bring one example. People asked us, what about your whole food vitamin C? Why is your whole food vitamin C so special? And if it's so special, Amy, why is it such a low potency compared to my vitamin C that I get at GNC that has super high potency vitamin C? So, Amy, would you mind just giving your sort of, opinion or maybe what you know about real vitamin C versus synthetic vitamin C, and then I'll add my 2 cents when you're done.
Well, cool. Well, basically, you know, the body is a very miraculous thing. And God and Mother Nature made our bodies. God and Mother Nature made the plants and made the fruits and made the vegetables and made the grasses. And so our bodies are so unique and miraculous. They can take the right tools, those fruits and grains and grasses and things that were put on this planet for us, and it can heal the body. It can nourish. Those things can nourish the body. But we've gone so far away from that, and we've created synthetic chemicals in laboratories, and our bodies say, my goodness, what is this? It seems like one thing, but it's not quite what I recognize. And so then you have to get more and more and more and overwhelm the body with these high dosages just to almost trick the body into saying, but this really is this. But when you take a real food, when you take a whole food, something very subtle, a minute quantity of that real nutrient can work wonders in the body because it's natural. It's what the body knows, and the body knows how to use it, knows what to do with it, and what your body needs. And so that is the difference in whole food. We're talking about our vitamin C, our C from nature, where you're getting maybe 60 milligrams, 60, 66 milligrams, something like that, which when you think about it, or people that aren't familiar with whole food vitamin C, they say, well, that's nothing. My vitamin C, I take 1,000 milligrams. I take 3,000 milligrams. You know, what they're not saying is I just urinate it all out because it's water-soluble, and my body really doesn't quite know what to do with it. But when you take 60 milligrams of pure natural vitamin C in C from nature, your body knows exactly what to do with it. And it comes packaged in a way that nature intended, that God put together a special matrix of all the cofactors, all the nutrients that need to be together to make something function properly. Have you ever heard that term? It's synergistically combined. Well, what that means is all the little parts together work more effectively as a group than individually. And that's what happens in these whole food matrices, is that it's natural. It was put together in a special way that the body knows exactly what to do with it. But when you start isolating and you start separating in a laboratory with man interfering, it cannot have have that special synergy. And so therefore you have to take more and more and more to overwhelm and almost trick the body. Whereas with C from Nature, it is natural. There's no spike. There's no added ascorbic acid or synthetic vitamin C in that product. And so it's just like you're eating an orange. It's just like you're eating a cherry. It's just like you're eating a red bell pepper. Your body knows exactly what to do with it, and it utilizes it in the manner which it needs.
Exactly. Well, here's a great quote to support what Amy just said. Albert St. George won a Nobel Prize in the 1930s for discovering a nutrient in red bell peppers that would reverse scurvy. And scurvy was a disease that afflicted people who went to sea and people who had limited diets. It was a deficiency of the nutrient vitamin C. And so Albert St. George tore apart peppers, red peppers, as well as oranges, and he was able to chemically isolate dozens and dozens of compounds within the chili pepper and the orange and other foods. He said, the problem is, once I took them apart, I could not put them back together. And together, they worked better than when they were apart. And so, our C from Nature is virtually, when we talk about superfoods, our C from Nature takes four foods that have significantly more vitamin C than oranges. Oranges are about 0.5 to 0.25 of 1% vitamin C, and these foods could be up to 3% vitamin C, or 6 to 7, even 10 times higher in vitamin C than oranges. So we take these superfoods, these super vitamin C infused foods, and we do nothing more but dehydrate them, concentrate them, and deliver them to you so that you could get the equivalent of having 10 to 20 oranges in a serving of C from Nature. But here's the part that's really cool that Amy and I know that a lot of people don't know. Vitamin C essentially has three parts. Think of it like an egg. It has the outer part that protects it. That's the shell. It has the center part that's yellow. That's the yolk. And it has the white part, or the clear part, when we first crack it. Well, vitamin C has three parts. The yolk, let's say, where the fat is in the egg, is where the fat-soluble nutrient is in vitamin C. And that's the nutrient that reverses scurvy, the one that was discovered in red peppers. There was something else discovered in red peppers and oranges called bioflavonoids. I'm sure you've heard of citrus bioflavonoids. Well, bioflavonoids are like little tour guides. They show the nutrients where to go and help the nutrients get there. So bioflavonoids help nutrients, but they're not nutrients. And then there is the shell of the egg. And the shell of the egg could be considered the antioxidant, the protector that keeps it from oxidizing or getting damaged. Well, the shell, or the protector of vitamin C, is ascorbic acid. So when we buy ascorbic acid at the store, it is a synthetic version of an antioxidant that is a part of vitamin C. I'm going to say that again. It's a synthetic version of a part of the nutrient vitamin C. I didn't say it right, so I got to go for a third time. It is a synthetic version. is a synthetic version of a part of the nutrient vitamin C. But it is not vitamin C, and it is not the nutrient vitamin C. So, our C from Nature does none of that. It is pure. Now, before I move on, Amy would kill me if I didn't tell you, how do they make ascorbic acid? Well, they take corn syrup. That's right, corn syrup, typically made from genetically modified corn, because I haven't seen an organic ascorbic acid yet So if it's not organic corn syrup it's made from, it is genetically modified. That genetically modified corn syrup is treated with hydrochloric acid, a digestive bile that we have in our human body. And that creates ascorbic acid, which is an antioxidant, synthetic, of course, that we mentioned. So ascorbic acid, 500 milligrams, has no resemblance to 60 milligrams of the nutrient, whole food, vitamin C that our body craves, and nothing to do with the ascorbic acid, acidifying, almost useless antioxidant that the store will sell you. Did I take too long on that subject, Amy?
Nope.
Would you like to add anything to it?
I think you pretty much summed it up. I mean, basically, food is food and ascorbic acid is not. It's just one piece of it. And without all the additional pieces, in our opinion, it just doesn't work the way God and Mother Nature intended it. It just doesn't work the way our bodies need it to work. And so that's
what is vitamin, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you and I were blown away because, you know, Amy, her feet, she was weaned in the nutritional industry. She worked as a teenager for a great naturopath. And so she saw people coming in all the time, you know, getting supremacy and emergency and all these things that, you know, had super high dosages. And that was in vogue at the time, selling big boxes of high doses of effervescing vitamin C.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Right, right?
Yeah.
But the truth is that if you look in the physician's desk reference, if you look in deep scientific literature about how the human body functions, the body cannot use more than 60 milligrams of vitamin C in a 24-hour period.
Exactly.
So it doesn't do any good to
good.
Give it
like
120,
just,
much less 5,000.
2,000, exactly. You just urinate it out. That's what nobody tells you. You literally, you urinate it out because it's water-soluble.
And it doesn't have any staying power. And so we give you what you need in the form you need it, in the amount you need it. We do it right. And yes, we were laughed at. I mean, literally laughed at by so many people who just go, yeah, right. Like, this is vitamin C. I know vitamin C. Come on. I'm a vitamin C expert, man. I've been taking vitamin C since I was born. Sorry, you haven't. That's all.
Exactly.
But I was one of them. You know, I was one of them. I used to love those packets. I used to have boxes of those packets. I thought the way other people thought, and then I learned. Then I learned the truth, and I changed my ways. Heck, they were flavored, and, you know, it tasted like 7-Up. You know, who wouldn't want to drink it? You know,
exactly.
But that's not the way it is. And that's the reason why our next subject is so important and so dear to my heart. I need to brag an itsy bit, since Amy didn't bring it up and I told her to. No, I'm joking. But I had the privilege to be on a TV show yesterday. It was, in San Diego. The Union Tribune is the largest newspaper in San Diego, and they have moved into media. And they now have a TV show as well, a TV station as well. And it's sort of like a CNN, local CNN type of thing, but it's a little lighter. And they have, you know, daily shows. Well, I was invited to be on one of the shows for a little 3 to 5 minute segment, which turned into a 11 to 12 minute segment, because I just wouldn't stop talking. But the bottom line is, this is how important whole food nutrition is. This is how important what we're talking about is. The hostess considered herself a flat-out nutritional expert. She had me on the call. She had me on her TV show, excuse me. And by the end of the show, on air, she asked me to be a regular on her show. Because she said that, I mean, her audience has to have the knowledge that I was sharing, but it couldn't be done in one show, couldn't be done in two shows. I had to come on for a series of shows in order to help her understand this thing called whole food nutrition and phytochemistry. And
wow,
so the world is opening
awesome.
Up to this knowledge. You know, Amy? And the people who thought they knew what they knew are realizing they don't. Even an expert who has her own TV show, considers herself a nutritional expert, has her own products in Walmart, selling tens of thousands of units. And with a little bit of knowledge, I just turned her world upside down.
Wow.
And so it's not an insult to change the way you've been thinking. When Amy and I ask you to try to forget what you think you knew in favor of what you know makes sense, that God and Mother Nature and time, 40,000 years of man's interaction with plants as food, and in the last 100 years we have destroyed it. We've destroyed it. And Amy and I are here to restore sanity to the food system. And it starts not with just providing you with a nice orange, but the highest form of vitamin C on the planet. Not just a green salad, but the most potent green foods on the planet. Not just a bag of cherries, but the Montmorency tart cherry, the most potent single food on the planet. See, we've got a big job to do. When you need a big job, you bring in the big tools. You don't bring a shovel when you're going to build a skyscraper. And so when you're going to fix what's wrong in the world today, you got to come, and you got to come hard. And we believe that the way that you dramatically impact your body and still stay within the tenets of whole food nutrition is to use superfoods. And use superfood concentrates. And I think that we lead the world in superfood concentrates. And the fact that we do it so pure is amazing. And the fact that people are losing weight in incredible, incredible success stories that I'm going to tell you in our last minute on the call here, that we've got a video coming out with these success stories, and we have 18 people in 2 minutes who report how much they lost, in how long, and how they feel. And it brings tears to my eyes. I literally sit there and my heart starts beating and I say, oh gosh, Amy, you and I and the people who are working with us are changing lives. We're impacting the quality of life in a way that I never imagined. And so we've got some new videos, lots of cool new videos coming out. So pay attention to your emails, go to our website, check them out, and share them. We have simplified the story of what's wrong with food. We've simplified the story of what to do about it and how Purium is here to help. And so in closing, I want to just say thank you, Amy. If you guys don't know how hard this woman works, it's evidenced in the fact that she is just orchestrated because of the growth, tremendous growth of our company in recent months. She has orchestrated a second shift to virtually double or triple the capacity that we have to feed the world. So I don't know how you do it, Amy. I am both proud and in awe. So thank you very much for your constant and diligent protection of the future of this company. For those of you who have no idea how significant adding a second shift is for a company like ours. So congratulations to you, and thank you to everybody listening tonight. And as is our tradition, I'm first going to ask Amy to give her final word, then I'm going to unmute the call, so that we could all just say goodnight one last time. And if you would like to, in your own way, thank Amy for how hard she works so that I could look good, feel free to do that as well.
Well, thank you, Dave. You're so funny. I really appreciate that. And yes, it is a true mission and a passion for me. I adopted your mission and passion many years ago, 18, 20 years ago, and it's very special to my heart. And thank you for planting those seeds there and for all you do to keep it going. And awesome. That is so wonderful that the producer recognized the value of what you were talking about. and that people are hungry for this information. That is what is so cool, is the time is now. People are hungry and they're receptive for the information. And, you know, we're just so excited to have all of you, you know, giving us your time and attention to be on that forward end of the curve, to be learning about this stuff and going out and repeating and educating and sharing, because Dave and I are just two people and we've been doing this for 20 years and honestly we've gotten a little tired. So we, you invigorate us, and it's so awesome to hear you, you know, sharing the same message and educating more and more and more people than we would ever be able to touch ourselves. So thank you so much, Dave, and thank you so much, everybody, for listening on the call. Next week, Dr. Mike will be here with Ask a Naturopath. If you have any questions, please email or call them in that he can address on the conference call. And as always, we will be back on the first and third Wednesdays of every month, and we very much look forward to talking with you then. So good night, everybody. Thank you so much.